Strange Adventure.
Sheriff Patrick O'Brien looked up from his detective story magazine as the door of the office swung open and the tiny form of John Friday entered.
Hello, Patrick.
Listen, you little squirt. I was reading a detective magazine. You broke up my train of thought.
The sheriff motioned John Friday to a seat. The little man leaned back comfortably and smiled at the portly officer of the law.
I just came by to tell you that the Ravelli gang is in town. I advise you to be on the lookout for trouble, especially since one of the gang was killed here last month.
Look, when I want your advice, I'll ask for it. What if Tony Ravelli did get killed on the bridle path just outside of town? They won't cause any trouble.
Well, just the same, Patrick, I'm going to be on the lookout for them.
At the same moment, John and the sheriff were conversing in Patrick's office. Another and quite different meeting was going on in a certain hotel room in another part of town. Nails Douglas and three of his gang sat around a littered table in the smoke-filled room planning their next move. They must avenge the death of their leader, Tony Ravelli. Nails ground out his cigarette in the ashtray.
Look, something's got to be done about this killing of Tony. We can't afford to let our guys get bumped off and not do anything about it.
One of the other gangsters spoke up.
Yeah, pretty soon we'll be getting a bad name. The other mobs will be knocking us off.
Well, then, what are we waiting for? Any of you guys think you'd recognize the killer?
Sure, Nails. I know where to find him, too, down at the Park Riding Academy.
Okay, so let's go get him. Hey, wait a minute. I got an idea. Let's put him on the same spot Tony was put on, eh?
The four men piled into a car and drove to the stable of the academy. Old Pops Lee recognized the men as they piled out of the car, and Nails grabbed the old man by the collar and hustled him back into the stable.
All right, lead him out, or you'll get some of the same.
An automatic was shoved against the owner's ribs. Still protesting, the old man led the way back through the line of stalls. A few minutes later, the four gangsters had led their victim into the park, and now they stood near a giant tree that shaded part of the bridle path. One of the gangsters pointed to a spot of turf beneath the trees.
Hey, that's the spot where Tony was killed. Now look, this'll show people that nobody can get away with killing any of our mob.
The victim, evidently resigned to his fate, stood silently by as the four men drew their guns. A second later, the death of Tony Ravelli would be avenged. The gangsters were about to blast out the life of their prisoner when the shrill sound of a police whistle froze them in their tracks. They were even more startled to see a little man step out from behind a clump of shrubbery with a drawn gun.
Oh, no, you don't, gentlemen. Ah, no, no. You better drop your guns and put your hands up. Look, just because an excited horse, poor horse, threw one of your gang and killed him, that's no excuse for shooting the poor animal. Gentlemen, you're looking down the gun barrel of a deputy of the SPCA.
Yes, for the first time in history, or at least to our knowledge, gangland had sought revenge on a poor, dumb animal. Hooray for Mr. John Friday. This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen again to another tale of
Strange Adventure.